listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Dasker, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Happy. I gotta get everyone's mic up. Hello. Could you hear me?
Is the mic on the bum or the bum on the mic?
The bum's on the mic. Anyway, we're going to...
Hey!
Reese is in the house.
I'm in the house.
And Dr. Paul's in the house.
I'm in the outhouse.
And now we got some good news. This is our first broadcast for the BBS Network. If you tell me, say it again. BBSradio.com. So we're going to be on other affiliates. So we got a call. Could you believe we got a call right now? Let me get this call right now. Hello, you're on the air. I'm Cameron Sports, your first caller. Hello? Hello?
Yes, good evening, Cameron. This is Val Jacobo with the Help Samoa Disaster Relief Coalition.
Oh, yes. Okay, sure. No problem, because Esther, did Esther not show up? I didn't see her.
We are here. Our party is here.
Where are you guys? Are you guys, you're at your location. Okay, cool. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. Stay on hold. Then we're going to do the news real quick. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, because I got to do... I'll put you on hold real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. See, on live radio, you can put people on hold. Anyway, we're
going to I'm holding, but
you
I don't...
Hold, yeah. You hold? You got to do...
I'm lonely. Could you hold me, Karen? I need holding.
If I hold you, that's okay. That's okay. We're on a new network. Let me introduce Dr. Paul, because people at, the BBS Network... So tell them about yourself real quick on BBS. You're new. You're a new star.
Oh, am I new? In fact, I'm related to Brother BS. It's part of the network, yeah. And this is Sister BS right over here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it, Jerry. Hold on. Let me get this call real quick. Hold on 1 second. Boy, we get a lot of calls. Good evening. You're on Cameron Sports and Life.
Hi, Cameron. This is Jennifer Labrani calling from the Red Cross.
Wonderful. Okay, Jennifer, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to have you on right now, and we're going to talk about the Red Cross, and then we're going to break in the news. How's that? I got my questions
Sounds
for you
good.
Already. All right. Anyway, thank you very much for calling. And I got Risa with me. I got Dr. Paul.
Hi, Jennifer.
And then we're going to have the other folks come on in, from the Samoan Community Center. Anyway, you're going to talk about what we do in an emergency response. And it's been horrible in Samoa, and that's what we're going to do our show tonight, the focus in on the disasters. So tell us, what can we do to prepare for an earthquake? What can we do?
Sure. First of all, thanks for having the Red Cross on.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. Off. Our pleasure. And you're my first guest on.
Great.
On the BBS network. We got to mention that today at LA Talk Radio. Go ahead.
Great. Well, so as you know, this has been a busy week for the Red Cross. We're currently responding to 5 disasters, which occurred almost simultaneously in the Asia Pacific area. One of them being the tsunami, which, of course, affected Samoa and America Samoa, and as a result of an earthquake in the Pacific Ocean. So for your audience and the community in L.A., and I grew up in Southern California, so I'm no stranger to earthquakes.
Where are you from in L.A.? What part?
I actually grew up in El Segundo in the South Bay area.
Oh, okay. Great.
So right by the coast.
Okay, cool.
Welcome
back to California. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go back.
I definitely missed the ocean, the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, go ahead.
So as far as, earthquakes go, there's a lot of steps that people can do, how to get prepared beforehand. But one of the 3 basic steps that the Red Cross recommends, not only for earthquakes, but any type of disaster that may be prone to the area of Southern California, which is also wildfires, even home fires, these are very common in that area, is to get a kit, make a plan, and be informed. And what I mean is getting a kit, something where you have important documents stored, food, water, tools, flashlights, batteries, things that you're going to have stored somewhere that when you need them, should the unexpected occur, that you can grab them and take them with you if you need to evacuate, or, for example, if you have to stay sheltered somehow in your home, that you have these available for you and your family. So carry enough water in your kit that will have at least 3 days supplies for you and any family members that you have living in your home.
Okay.
Batteries.
Okay. And that no problem. I was saying, yeah, that's very important. Go ahead. Talk about batteries.
Batteries. Make sure you have enough batteries and extra batteries and flashlights available, and test that. Twice a year, go in there, test, make sure that those flashlights are working in your kit. Also, documents, you know, the number of times that people have to run out an important document, and especially with the wildfires, you know, home insurance policies, things like that that you need to, for later on, that you might need to have. Make sure that your kit has copies of those, your passport, IDs. Those are all important things that should be in your kit.
Jennifer,
Hi,
Jennifer, it's Risa. Does the Red Cross have a list of items that they would recommend for this kit that perhaps someone could either request from you or download from the Internet?
Absolutely. All the information that I'll talk about tonight is available on our website, redcross.org.
Great.
You'll have a checklist of items that you can download. There's also information on the three steps and more detailed about what you need and what you should do.
Great.
We also have, for all the different types of disasters, like wildfires and earthquakes and tsunamis, we have downloadable checklists that walk you through what you should do to prepare, what you should do during the event, and what you should do after. You know, for example, the earthquakes, you know, knowing that perhaps for those people that live near the coast, that there might be a tsunami warning or a watch. And, you know, what's the difference between a tsunami warning and a tsunami watch?
Yes, what is the difference?
Those are things that you should know. Excuse me?
Now, I said, what is the difference? What is the difference between a tsunami warning and a... Because I don't know. See, in California, we don't have those.
Sure. So a tsunami watch would be that means you've got about a two-hour notice that one is coming. So you there's a possibility that you'll be able to evacuate and have time to leave the area. With a warning, that's much more immediate, and that's where you should know the difference, so that if you have those warnings coming in or those watches, that you know that if you do have time or that you don't have time, and you should evacuate immediately after an earthquake. And so that's why the second step is so important, is to make a plan. Have a plan of what you're going to do if you need to evacuate immediately. You know, also make sure you have a contact that's outside of the state. A lot of times when you go to after an event like an earthquake, the lines are down locally, but you still might be able to make a call outside of the local area. So have someone in mind that lives outside of California that you and your loved ones, if they get separated, will have a way to contact each other and to let each other know that you're safe, or this one person to be that center point to know that everyone has checked in and is okay.
That's a good, you know, what you're saying. Oh, sorry. What I was going to say, that's an important point, because when we had the last earthquake, I know that was the start of the cell phone era. And I know my cell phone was knocked off quite a bit. So it's good to keep in mind to have that relative or friend, you know, somewhere else, because that cell phone don't last too long in an earthquake. So go ahead. Sorry about that,
Jim. No worries. Interrupt whenever you want. It's great. You know, the other thing I was going to say is another way that you can communicate is we have a website that's called Safe and Well and is also online and available through redcross.org. When you go to the homepage, you'll see it. And what that is, it's a website that kind of keeps people informed. You know, sometimes the Internet might be available where you are, or you might have access to it. And what you can do is you can register yourself and post a note that says, you know, I'm okay, and give a location or just a simple note to someone that might be looking for you, and say that I'm a friend that's looking for someone. If I know the address or the phone number of that person, I can pull up that message from that person to know that they are safe and well. So that's just another way that you can stay informed, you know, make a plan and have that kind of be a part of your communication plan with your family or your loved ones
okay.
of what you do in the event.
Okay, another thing is shutting the gas at an earthquake is very important, because you don't want that explosion. It's very important. And also the water, safety of the water, as you know. And people, during an earthquake, I remember we had to boil the water and took our pool water and boiled it. So that's another thing that I had to learn about. I never thought water in the pool would taste so good. So that was it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but
and
you'd
be surprised having like disinfecting bleach around in order, like if you have to sanitize that water, you know, it's important. And I will have the information on there on how you can sanitize water through those checklists that are available on Red Cross.
Now, I had a question for you.
Sure.
What is the best place to go when there is an earthquake? Because people say, they used to say the archway. They used to say under the table. In my case, I couldn't make it under the table. So what I was going to say is, what is the best place to be when there's an earthquake?
The first thing is to know ahead of time, whether it be your work, your school, your home, find a room. And in each room, actually, in each room that's near you, pick a safe place that you think would be something, a piece of furniture that's sturdy or against an interior wall that's away from a window. You know, so those are places that you should kind of have in your mind beforehand, so that if you're in that room,
Jennifer,
you'll know where to go.
Sorry, hold on. You know what we'll do? because we're running. I got to get this call, but could you get back with me in about a couple minutes, 5 minutes? Because I got to take these calls from back east. All right. Thank you very much, and we're going to get back with Jennifer with the Red Cross. Isn't that great?
That's great. Great.
Thanks, now we're going to have another call.
Thanks.
Okay, I got another call. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello?
Cameron?
Yes.
Hi, it's Judy from Blue Ridge.
Oh, hi, Judy. You're going to tell us about the Granada Hills Festival. Go ahead. You're going to tell us about the street fair. We talked about it earlier today, but I want my listeners to know we're coast to coast on our radio station, but people that live in the Los Angeles area, tell us about the street festival. Is it going to be tomorrow?
Yes, it's the 9th annual Granada Hills Street Fair, and it's tomorrow, Saturday, October 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right.
In Old Granada Village, which is on Chatsworth Street between Zelza and Encino Avenues.
All right, so it's in that area. Now, will there be any fee to go to this fair?
No, it is free. Free parking also, and it's an excellent way to enjoy a fun-filled family day with outstanding food and free entertainment.
Okay.
And it features arts and crafts, merchant community groups, live entertainment. There's over 200 vendors, and many of the participants hand out discount coupons and free merchandise from their booths. There's also a classic car show. There's free health screenings. For kids, there are pony rides, rock climbing, a moon bounce, and face painting. And there's also three stages with live music, dance troupes, and local talent.
Oh, wow.
And the stage in front of the Blue Ridge Picking Parlor will feature bluegrass and country music. And also at the Blue Ridge from 10 a.m. to about 1 p.m. inside the store will be free Kinder Music demo classes.
All right. So everyone is going to have fun. And happiness tomorrow, you're gonna have music. Dr. Paul's here, and Dr. Paul went last year, and Risa did. They're my guests.
Even in the rain, we had a wonderful time last year.
Yes, it did rain last year, didn't it?
We had a great time.
It's going to be held rain or shine this year.
Yes, yes.
We were there with plastic over us. We had a blast.
Yes. She always says that. Yes.
Anyway, you want to tell her, Dr. Paul? Go ahead. That's all right.
The entertainment was sensational. My wife and I were musicians and entertainers, and we were entertaining the idea of contacting you so that we could possibly play there this year, but we forgot, and she's shaking her head over here. You wouldn't have
that. Well, I'm sorry. I would have loved to have you.
See that now?
We'll
going to feel...
do it next year. That's all.
I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
We do a musical act, but we used to do a ventriloquist act, but I got too big for sitting on her lap. I just couldn't do that anymore. It was just too much. I don't know.
See what fun we have on the show? Anyway, thank you very much for sharing the fun and activities for tomorrow at Granada Hills Festival Fair. And next year, Dr. Paul is going to play with Risa. So we're going
to... I have to wait till next year for that.
You got to wait till next year. As always, the next year.
It is a great festival, though.
It is absolutely fantastic.
It's really fun, and it's growing. And if anybody has any questions or wants more info, they can call the chamber at 818-368-3235 or the Blue Ridge Picking Parlor at 818-282-9001.
And I hear you play music. What do you play?
What do I play?
Yeah.
Guitar, fiddle, and stand-up bass.
Wow.
So are you part of the picking place? Because I know where that is. I know where that
is. I own the picking parlor.
Oh, you do. See that.
Yeah, but I won't be playing tomorrow. I'm too busy doing other stuff.
Yeah, she's going to be a little busy. Anyway, we want to thank you very much for taking your schedule to talk to us. And I know you had a little time to talk to us. Thank you very much.
And thank you for contacting us also.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I'm a fellow resident of that wonderful community.
He's a big picker, let me tell you.
I'm a picker. As long as I don't pick my nose. Anyway, thanks very much.
Well, we look forward to seeing everybody there tomorrow.
Okay, thanks so much. Thanks so much, sir.
Hey, you pick your nose. Why'd you pick that one? I don't know that.
Hey, wasn't that fun? Okay, let me get the call on hold. Hi, guys. Are you guys there? We didn't take our news break because we wanted to teach people about the preparedness of earthquakes. Now, anyway, tell us about the Samoan community. And what's going on in Samoa right now?
Okay, so just a little bit of background. On Tuesday, September 29th, at 6:48 a.m., local Samoan time, an 8.3 magnitude earthquake hit the Samoan region, 120 miles offshore.
Okay.
That spawned towering tsunami waves ashore on both of the islands. the Samoa, which is an independent nation, and American Samoa, which is U.S. territory.
Now, how many, I understand, I got the latest news report. I understand from the typhoon is that, I want to, you know, give the numbers, it's horrible when you hear the results, but they said that in the Philippines, about 380 people died, 3,000 people remain trapped in Indonesia from the earthquake, and they say that 129 people have died in America's Samoa. Is that about right?
That's about right. Those
That's
are about
horrible.
The same numbers that we're getting from FEMA, yes.
Yeah, we're going to be doing tonight. I wanted to share to all the listeners on our new network at, you know, BBS Network and LA Talk Radio, which we've been on for a long time, is that we're going to do a special show tonight to talk about these disasters and help our Samoan brothers and sisters out there who are going through a really hard time. And we know about, you know, disasters and dealing with earthquakes here in California. Now, we talked earlier, and I know some people are going to be calling in from Samoa to our show. Is that right? Hopefully. Hopefully they'll call our show tonight from Samoa, from Pango Pango. Right?
Yes, we did put the word out to the community, but as you can probably empathize with us in terms of the other larger pieces that we're working on. So yes, we put the word out. It is on our social networking sites, but we can't guarantee that folks will be calling in though.
Yeah, I could understand. We just want to hear from the people that are in American Samoa right now. Now, you know, I did a research on American Samoa, and believe it or not, they only have, and Dr. Paul and Risa are my guests, and they're always my guests because I enjoy them immensely, both of them. They have to put up with me, and that's a pain to do.
Hi, Lisa. How
are
you doing?
How are you?
Nice to have you with us. But I had a question about American Samoa, and it's very fascinating when you find out about American Samoa.
Well, let me ask you something. Have relief efforts started already?
Absolutely, on both islands. So we have FEMA on American Samoa,
okay,
and the rest of the international community on Samoa. So New Zealand,
okay,
and Australia have really stepped up their support.
Great.
Can I ask you a question?
That's Dr. Paul.
Can you give me any idea whatsoever what you are going through and what some of the people are going through emotionally?
You know, that is a very difficult question to answer. Samoans are very private, and for the most part, we congregate under the comfort of our church roofs. We have had prayer vigils daily since Tuesday. And these churches have been packed like we've never seen them packed before. So we're very happy to see that the community is coming together and sharing their grief that way and seeking assistance through their clergy and everyone else. So it's a positive sign, and we have had a tremendous outpour of support from the community itself in terms of the giving aspect with supporting not just their families directly, but also the rebuilding of the island nations.
I had a question for you. Now, what is the need right now for American Samoa right now? Do they need blankets? Do they camp food? What do they need?
Yeah, so we have received a listing directly from them in terms of the priority, and it's organized into, you know, six main categories, and we've got, you know, a list of different things. So if we can have some time to just go over some of those.
Yeah, go ahead, because I want to have the listeners coast to coast. We didn't give the phone numbers out, but I want to give the numbers out if you'd like to help us with our cause tonight to help our Samoan brothers and sisters. It is 323-203-0815, and that's Coast to Coast, and that is our new network affiliation with BBS. See, boy, I feel like I'm getting paid by BBS, but we want to mention them because this is our first show with them, with BBS, but LA Talk Radio, we are a veteran of the wars there, as they say. But American Samoa, by the way, has 57,000 people on the island. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so it's a very small country. And you know what the size of it is? It's 200 kilometers, which is 77 square feet, slightly more than Washington, D.C. Can you imagine? Unbelievable. Anyway, go ahead and tell us the list so it's needed. And listeners out there, we're going to have, you can send information to me at cdatsker@yahoo.com or info@latalkradio.com. But go ahead. Tell us the items that you need right now and more pressing.
Sure. And of course, you know, we're going to go down that list, but listeners can also go to the official website, which will list all of these. And it's help Samoa, and I'm going to spell that after .com, helpsamoa.com. But for the most part, we have received a listing and an ask for food, so water bottles, rice, flour, things like shortening and cooking oil.
Non-perishable food.
Non-perishable, mm-hmm. Canned goods, baby formula, so that kind of stuff. And so not just food, but food supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, paper plates, paper cups, utensils, and pots and pans, and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Flashlights, Tupperware, water coolers, ice chests, matches, lighters. So all of that.
Do you need some clothing and blankets as well?
Definitely. So clothing, various clothing, shorts, pants, new and gently used, we'll accept all of that. Undergarments for babies and women and men and children, shoes and socks, slippers as well, baby diapers and wipes. General supplies, that's always something that they need. Tents and canopies and tarps and backpacks and bags and, you know, flashlights and kerosene, camping stoves, anything that's portable like a small barbecue grill with propane. Generators are always very helpful. Basic school supplies so the kids can continue to attend school from wherever they're being temporarily housed, and fun things like toys and puzzles and games and things that that the kids will certainly enjoy.
Now, I had a question for you. Now, if people want to send a donation as well as the other items that you name, where could they send it?
So you can visit the website, which is helpsamoa.com.
All right.
And the website is the official website of the Coalition South Samoa, and it's a 501c3, so all of the donations are tax-deductible.
All right. Now, I had a question.
Okay. Cameron, in a minute, I just want to repeat,
yeah.
And again, in case you haven't heard it, it is helpsamoa.com.
Oh.
I know you're speaking from a distance, so please, everyone, go there. They desperately need help. And as always, let's pitch in. HelpSamoa.com.
Right. There's something else I want to add here. I want to extend my soul and my heart out to you.
We all do.
And I hear you really reaching out, trying to make contact with the American community. And right now, the American community is really distracted by a lot of things that are nonsensical. And Samoa and what's going on with your people and the pain that you're in is being overlooked and neglected. And I want you to know that you have touched my heart and soul. And this is one American that feels exactly what you're going through and what your people are going through. And we want you to know that we love you, we care for you. And there's a few Americans in this studio right now who are really right there with you. So I want you to know that with all my heart and soul.
And it is our purpose to get the word out.
We really appreciate that. And you know, we are here as a team expressing our condolences as well to all of the Samoan community that's tuning in, who have lost loved ones as well. And we encourage the community to seek us out. The coalition is comprised of our traditional leaders, our chief councils, our clergy, various nonprofit organizations, individuals such as myself and my colleagues who have joined you on the call tonight, who have come together to offer a safe space for them to seek information, for them to talk to somebody, for them to yeah. look for to have a place to drop off goods and anything that they would like to take on island to support. And I'd like to offer that address if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, go ahead and
we are generously housed by the Office of Samoan Affairs in the city of Carson, an office which has a long-standing support to the community over 30 years. And that address is 20715 South Avalon, Suite 200. We have a command post right in the parking lot, and again, that's Carson, excuse me. We are located right on Avalon, across from Carson Mall. So if you're familiar with the Carson Mall, we are right off the 405 freeway. The exit is Avalon. You go north on Avalon, and you will you'll reach our headquarters.
Okay.
We're right across from Carson Mall, as I mentioned. And again, if I can repeat that address one more time, it's 20715 South Avalon, Suite 200. That's Carson 90746. If you want to Google Map us.
Okay, cool.
One other thing, I want to tell you that your pain is my pain, and my pain is yours. I'm feeling it with you, and I'm glad we really got a chance to talk. And I can feel who you are. I can sense who you are and what you're trying to do. And I can only say, God bless you. God bless you, and all the love in the world goes out to you.
Aloha. Thank you, Dr. Paul. Thank you very much. We really appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you folks online and to your listeners. We just want to say thank you very much for the outpouring support from the community. We have just been inundated with so many calls and support, and there's always room for more assistance. We're loading up containers as we speak. We're getting assistance from the military. So we've got about 8 containers that we need to fill up. Please visit that website and get tips in terms of how you can help. Right now, our main goal is to fill up these containers with as much of these essential supplies and send them on island. We are working with our congressman, Fala Mavaenga, in D.C. to get a C-7 air flight out. That's a 9-hour flight versus the traditional 2-week shipping route. So if we can fill these up, guys, we can get this. All these things out by Monday Tuesday.
Do we need to know the hours in Carson? Are you open 24/7 Saturday, Sunday?
Tomorrow we'll be here from 8 to 4.
8 to 4.
8 to 4 p.m. And on Sunday we will be here from 1 to 6.
Okay.
Monday through Friday we're here from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's
okay.
9 to 9 Monday through Friday.
Can you repeat those times again for our listeners, please?
Yes. It's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then let me also give a phone number as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
310-538-0555.
All right. And what I was going to say is thank you, Reason, Dr. Paul. That was I the first time I experienced on radio where I felt, you know, I so emotionally aligned with what you're going through, and I feel so bad, and Dr. Paul really mentioned it, and Risa, it's just a horrible feeling to go through something like this. And this is Cameron, by the way, on the latalkradio.com on a cold day, and it's getting cold here in Los Angeles after a hot morning. But I was going to say, right now, how are they getting aftershocks right now in American Samoa right now?
They are. They're feeling tremors on both islands. You know, small aftershocks. So, you know, the worst is not over. We are completely preparing for anything beyond what they've currently experienced. For the most part, in the diaspora community, we are just little busy bees collecting things and just making sure that we have all of these supplies that they have told us they needed ready to go when those aircraft are ready to take them out. Again, we need food supplies, clothing, general supplies such as tents and flashlights, medical stuff, hand sanitizers, first aid kits, toiletries, hygiene products, soap, shampoo, stuff like that. We will, you know, accept all of that.
All right. And what we're going to do tonight is, if you can hang in with us, we're going to have, you know, we got to take a break. So hang in with us. We got to take that sponsor break. So hang in with us, guys. We'll be back with you. And this is Cameron Sports and Life with the pleasure of having Dr. Paul and Risa in studio. So anyway, please hold on. We're going to do our commercial break. And you know, when I'm done with this show, there's only one place I go.
I know.
Where do I go, guys? Where
Milano.
Do I go? Milano's. That's right. And
I go to the bathroom.
You go to the bathroom. I'm not going to my sponsor.
Well, we can go to the bathroom in Milano.
You go there. You go. Right there. You go. There. Anyway, what we're going to say is Milano's is offering a great deal right now, and they have scrumptious food. You go in there, you get the best chicken sandwich. They grill it. They make with on a baked roll. Oh. You could die for it. With mushrooms, onions.
The chicken did.
the chicken didn't win on this one. But anyway, a delicious Israeli salad for those of you that are watching your weight. Or if you want a delicious French fries, which are made by preparation. And this week, Milano's has a special deal. You want to hear about the special deal?
Yes.
If you buy two entrees, you get a free crepes. That's right, free crepes, free. So that sounds delicious.
I'll take a crepe.
And Cameron, if they mention they're from, they heard you on Cameron Sports and Life, do they get anything?
Yes, they get a dessert. You get your just dessert. So mention our show, you do get a dessert, and Milano's has the best homemade desserts, the best ice cream, they have chocolate cake, anything you can ask, they have it. They're open from 6 a.m. to 12 midnight. And they're located at 60, 6075. Can't even read my script already. 6075 Reseda Boulevard near the Gold Metro Line in the lovely city of Tarzana. And their number is 818-609-0822. And Milano's is simply the best. Anyway, that's one of our sponsors. And we're going to go back. I got another call, so let me take that call. And Eddie, are you with me? Eddie? Okay, well, we're going to go back to our call. Hello, guys. We're back with you. We had to take our little commercial break. You know, that pays our money here at the station. You know,
we like that.
Yeah, good. Anyway, I did my commercial for Milano's, and by the way, Milano's restaurant is going to give to the cause tonight. They're going to give to the cause tonight, and anyone who buys a sandwich today, tomorrow, or Sunday, they're going to give to the relief effort for the Samoan community. Isn't that cool? So all my sponsors want to be part of this great relief effort, and they want to give money. They want to, and all the things that you named off, my sponsors want to help you with that. Okay?
Cameron, you are the best.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to use that for my ID. I'm the best, see? See? Okay. But anyway, you guys are wonderful, and we're going to move on. Let me just take this call real quick. Hold on. Hold on, ladies, because I just got to take this call from the Clippers, because they're my other sponsor. If I get on, I got too many sponsors. Telling you, the LA Clippers. You know what? Hold on. Or you know what? If you guys could call me back in about 5 minutes, we'll get you on, because we have a little phone problem here. So call me about 5 minutes, okay? I'll get you right back on. All right.
Thanks,
sure, no problem. All right. Let me get... Hello, Eddie.
Cameron.
Hello. Good afternoon or good evening. Good afternoon in Pango. You heard the horrible story. Now, the LA Clippers were very nice. Eddie is very nice to call us on this night. And now, let's talk about the Clippers real quick. Are there tickets available for the Maccabi game?
Yes, there are.
Okay, great. And you have plenty of seats available?
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much available anywhere you want.
Good. I like to hear it. In Maccabi, if people ask, they say, what's a Maccabi? Maccabi's a basketball team from Israel, and they play in Tel Aviv. So it's a wonderful stadium they play in Israel. They don't have knishes there. They have falafel. You have falafel, and you have their hamburgers, which is delicious.
They have Alka-Seltzer sets and chaser, too.
That's after the falafel. That's Dr. Paul, by the way. Anyway, Eddie, tell us about who the Clippers play in the exhibition season. Who's the first game against?
We're playing, let's see, we got New Orleans, Portland.
Okay.
Maccabi game.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to join you in the Maccabi game, and I'm going to join you, hopefully, down the road to other games. So what I'm going to tell people out there is Maccabi game is wonderful. Go. I know Dr. Paul's son played with Maccabi, so he knows all about Maccabi, which is cool. So anyway, tickets are available, and if they want to contact you, what is your number your secret number where they can get the best tickets in town?
213.
All right.
765-8051.
All right. Repeat that again.
It's 213-765-8051.
All right. Eddie, thank you very much. Go Clippers. The Clippers are a proud sponsor of our program. And today was our first broadcast. So people on BBS were Clipper fans, even though I'm wearing a Lakers shirt. So you'll have to get me a good Clipper. You'll have to get me a good Clipper shirt to wear. Anyway, Eddie, thank you very much. And next week you call me in and we're going to sell some tickets. So we want people to go to exciting NBA action with Blake Griffin coming to the Clippers, so it's going to be fun. All right, everyone. Thanks so much, Eddie. Have a great weekend. And we're going to go back to our special program for the victims of this week's tsunami, earthquake, and the hurricane. Thank you very much. Go Clippers. And Clippers are one of our sponsors. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks. All right. See, we get everyone here. I'm telling you. See how many sponsors I got? I feel like Ed McMahon. And here in my hat, we have this. But anyway, you heard the needs right now of what's going on in Samoa. You didn't even read the news today? I'm telling you, people are saying, what is this? Meshuggah didn't read the news. I'm going to tell you quickly on the news. David Letterman, I'm telling you, he's got a better life than I do. And he only got 30 girls, so I only got one.
And he did them all at once.
He all did at once. Let me give you the latest details real quick. We're going to do the news quick. He just banked them, that's all. Yeah. Anyway, David Letterman today told the media today that, in fact, that someone was out there to get money from him. So the story to me sounds a little funny because no one just gets money. And I think, in my assumption, there's more to this story than meets the eye. So we're going to find out more about the story.
Cameron. It wasn't his
eye.
No, it
was his, that little part called the, what do they say on the television? It starts with a C, forget the K. But anyway, that's our first time. They're looking at me and they say, can he say that on radio? I just did. And I'll get pulled off the air for that. I'm telling you.
You said they pulled off your hair?
I pulled off my hair. Well, that's been a long time.
Yeah,
but that's what they allege. Anyway, the other news today, Israel made a wonderful deal. They traded a 20 Palestinian women for a videotape. Isn't that a terrific deal?
I like to see 20 girls on a videotape.
That's it. But they didn't get that. They got.
Oh, I see.
They got the Sergeant Shalat, and he's still wasting away there. And I want to read something on that, and it's a disturbing story. Israeli soldier Gilad Shalat has been seen in the first video to be released since his capture in June 2006. Can you imagine? He's been captured for three and a half years, by Palestinian militant group Hamas. And in the film sent by Hamas in exchange for the release of 20 Palestinian women prisoners, Sergeant Shalat looks healthy and said he is being treated fine. I'll tell you, if I had a gun pointed to me, I'd be saying very fine, too. He said Israel should not waste the chance to make a deal with the captors. And 19 of the Palestinian prisoners were freed earlier and emotional. They're probably looking to do another suicide mission. Scenes in the West Bank and Gaza. And Ishmael Haniyad, the Hamas leader, said in Gaza that the deal was a triumphant moment for the armed Palestinian resistance movement and called it a day of great hope. Well, Israel, with that in mind, to trade a tape for 19 women, I don't understand that.
Cheap.
That was a
very
deal.
Cheap.
That was a deal. You get the 19
how
women.
How much is lettering going to pay for all those women?
I don't know. That's going to be another court.
I'll tell you that right now.
That'll be another court. Anyway, we just want to follow a few news items real quick. We want to talk about Brazil got the Olympic Games for 2016, and they're going to go to what city? There's a trivia.
Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro.
Oh,
isn't that a nice place?
Terrific place to dance.
So I'm going to send you guys there. You're going to go. 2016.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll all go.
I'm going to be dancing.
Anyway, we're going to go back. I guess our callers from the Samoan just left, came and went. But we're going to get them back on the air. And I just got to read one more item. Boy, I'm telling you, it's a quick show tonight. Isn't it quick, you guys?
I want to
mention something. I was
joking here.
Get a joke.
You said it went fast. I thought it went half-assed.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that wonderful compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
See, he likes me. Dr. Paul. People ask me if you really like me. I said no, he doesn't. But you know, so,
all right, look, if I decide to turn gay, you're the first one. I'll tell you right
God.
Now.
Boy, am I lucky there.
You're right.
Anyway, am I lucky or what?
How do you turn gay? You go left or right? I don't know.
You go the left and the right. Anyway, let's get the women back on. Sorry about that, Dr. Paul.
That's okay.
This is a live show. Anyway, let's get them back on.
It's live.
Hi, lady. We're live and direct. Hi, ladies. Are you with us?
Hi, Cameron.
Hi. Could you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want you to give the number out, the email, to the people out there that want to donate to the Samoan effort right now. So could you give us the email where people could help you?
Yes. So
speak up louder if you could, because I know the radio is kind of funky. Sometimes it works very well. Sometimes you feel like you're out in the space land. But give it real loud. Give me a loud voice out there.
So the phone number is 310.
All right.
538-0555.
All right. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, darling. 1 second. Hold on. Boy, we're getting a lot of calls. Getting a lot of calls today. I got another call from a celebrity. So hold on. I'm going to call. I may call you guys back in 1 minute. I got one quick call. Hello, guy. Hello. Welcome to Cameron Sports and Life. Who's this? Hello? Good afternoon.
It's a mime.
Mime or yours? I'm to breaking the jokes. That's what kind of show it is.
We have
to
do jokes here. What's going on?
It's like a Jewish wedding. It goes on and on.
Oh,
anyway, anyway. Hello, anybody? Anyone there? Go once. Go twice. Okay. Who's this? Is this the ladies?
This is the ladies. We're waiting to give our website.
Okay, good. Go ahead. Give your website. And you know what happened? We get these calls, and we try to get everyone informed. Give me your website.
Okay, it's www.helpsamoa.com.
Okay.
How do you spell that? HELPSAMOA.
All right. And you know what I was going to tell people about Samoa? I did my homework on Samoa today. I'm going to give a quiz for these folks. What is the most famous Samoan actor? You guys probably know, but who's the most famous Samoan actor?
Pedro Levy.
No, not Pedro Levy.
Sam Schwartz?
No, not Sam Schwartz.
Tondalea Goldberg.
Now that's a Yiddish theater.
Somanishkidin.
Kajishkidash. But anyway, it's the famous, it's The Rock. The Rock.
Yes.
The Rock, see?
The Rock.
And what's his real name?
I knew it when he was Mud.
What's his real name? They like it. See, you got an audience. Dr. Paul's got an audience. He's going to play that center.
Oh, you'll become part of my fan club because my other fan club, the guy died. I don't know.
Anyway, Dr. Paul's here. Reese is in the house. And I'm telling you, we're having a good time riding on a Friday night. Isn't it fun? We're fun. We're fun people. We're nuts, but that's...
We're in the studio right now, totally naked. Every one of us, right now.
Oh, boy. Yay! Let's take it all off! No, anyway, let's...
There's a peeping Tom outside telling us to close the blinds.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They're looking at me and saying, you know what? Close the blinds and close the door. Anyway, getting back to our effort, please help our brothers and sisters in Samoa. And by the way, his name is Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. The Rock is Samoa. What is his other cultural heritage? See if anyone knows. The Rock.
To tell you the truth, I wouldn't let you know.
You wouldn't know. He's African American. African American. And he did a wonderful Barack Obama, if you saw Saturday Night Live. Wonderful. He did Barack Obama. He said, and we're going to decide to make. It was, he had to be there. He had to be there. Anyway, I was going to say one other thing. I want to thank Rabbi. I'm singing a Jewish song right now.
Triplets.
I'm telling you. Now, Naomi Levy, I want to acknowledge her because she had a wonderful Kol Nidre service on the Jewish Life Network. And she's going to be our guest, guys, next week. So we're going to have the rabbi and the husband, who is the editor-in-chief of the Jewish Journal.
Hey.
So he'll be in. So we'll have to get the kafilfa fish, get a little matzah, get a chopped liver without the schmaltz, and we'll be fine. See, I told you we're Jewish and we're crazy.
Don't forget the Torah.
You got to be Jewish and crazy. Yeah. That's it. Anyway, hold on 1 second. We got this call. Hold on, girls. Hold on. Hello? Hello, hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome in. Welcome. This is Cameron Sports and Life. Welcome in.
Yeah, so am I on live here?
I think we are live.
Are you live?
We're dead, but you may be alive.
Yeah, let me check my pulse.
Check your pulse, please.
Let me pull the radio down here a little bit. Okay, basically, I'm listening to your show here, and it's great that you're reaching out to these Samoan victims.
Are you holding the phone with two hands? That's all I want to know.
Oh, is this Dr. Paul?
Yeah, I'll make you sick. That's what I do. That's my job.
This is the uncle of funk. I'm the godfather of your kids.
Oh, you're the funky uncle, eh?
Okay. I am the funky uncle.
There you go.
So
tell us about yourself. Name that tune in 1 minute.
But basically, I want to help these Samoans because I visit thrift stores all the time, and I discovered that I have a black bag fetish, and I have a lot of black backpacks and stuff like that sitting in a box, so I could donate it to these folks.
So
I was wondering, since I'm in the North Valley, and I think Dr. Paul and Risa there, can I drop them off to them, and they can get it to wherever they got to go?
Either that, Ivan, or you could go to the website helpsamoa.com, and they might make you the location of where you can drop it off.
Yeah, I think it's a Carson.
I'm not going to get the Carson anytime soon.
Right. Or, you know, you can certainly bring it over, and we'll find a way to get it down there. Not a problem.
That's
you'll be
good.
Driving.
All right.
We hope he's driving. He's not driving on the road, boy. I'll tell you, this week I have the new Toyota Camry. I forgot what I had already. You know what they told us today? This week that our... What a day today. The mats only accelerate the pedal. So when you're driving, you're saying, I'm going 100 miles an hour, but my mat is, I'm not hitting the accelerate, but the mats are. So I had to get them replaced. So everyone out there, Toyota has a recall. That's another thing I was going to say in my news report.
All right, well, I'm going to go back to listening to the show because it's much more exciting than me talking.
Oh, really? Thank you very much for calling.
Don't feel bad. My inner child just farted.
I can smell it from here.
That was good.
Thank you very much for calling in. Thank you for all the backpack.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Or pack back, one of the two. Anyway, are the girls with us? Hello? Are the ladies with us? Okay, let me get the girls on hold. Hello? Ladies? Hello? Hello? Yeah, okay, good. Our wonderful phone system. We only got 1.5 minutes, ladies, so I want to thank you very much, because we've got to go off the air, but tell them one more time where to send donations or anything else on the website. What is it?
So, again, thank you, Cameron, Dr. Paul, and Lisa. We appreciate all of your support.
Our pleasure.
The website, once again, is helpsamoa.com.
Okay.
And we will cry with you.
Thank you, Dr. Paul.
Thank you.
You folks have a good night, and we'd love to be on the air again.
You too.
Oh, anytime, anytime.
Thank you for coming on.
Take care.
Anytime, anytime. You know what? I feel their pain, like Dr. Paul said. And Dr. Paul, you know what? Some days you're very, you know, I felt something. You felt, you know, I felt...
Get your hand off yourself.
I don't know.
I understand.
I feel myself all the time.
He made the connection.
Yeah, he was very good tonight. And Risa, you're wonderful. And before we leave, next week we're going to have the pleasure of having country artist Kelly McGrath, who does a show here on LA Talk Radio.
We're going to have pleasure with her.
And now our new station, were we good today? We're going to give you very good...
Cameron,
Talk Radio.
I want to make sure that people don't forget Tutti Frutti frozen yogurt.
Yeah, we left out. You know,
that's
they,
okay. That's your Reseda.
There you go.
They are
the best.
Yes, they're the best. So you head on over there. Tutti Frutti frozen yogurt.
There, yeah, exactly.
And Northridge Steel.
And Northridge Steel. Absolutely.
LA Clippers.
My mother irons. My father steals.
We got to go off the air. Anyway, guys, thank you very much. You were wonderful. God bless, and have a very good evening. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Then we went over. Yeah, we did it. Oh, tired.
That's right. In life with Cameron Dexter, only on LA Talk Radio.